The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMGA.
And we are live once again here in Colby, Class 1A D1 Girls State Basketball Tournament quarterfinal. Our last one of the day has Frankfurt, the sixth seed, taking on St. John from Hudson, the Tigers. And they are 22-1 on the season. Frankfurt is 20-3. This is the Tigers team that has won 20 games in a row. As for Frankfurt, they have won 7 games in a row. And as for the Tigers, they won their home sub-state tournament after getting the top seed. They defeated Hodgman County by 20 in the semifinals and then defeated Spearville by 20 in the championship. This is a team that has won almost all of their games by a significant margin. They've won 16 of their 22 games by 20 or more points. In a couple of their notable wins over Chase High School, their first game against them, they defeated them 79-6. The second time, they defeated them 97-26. That was their season high this year. And as for Frankfurt, they're coming off their sub-state victory over Clifton Clyde in the championship, 46-41 in the Rock Hills sub-state tournament. A big-time win for the Wildcats in their sub-state championship. And after that, they defeated Washington County 61-23. And we'll go into more detail about that as I spoke with Frankfurt girls basketball coach Brian Ebert. And we'll have that interview coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
I am joined by Frankfurt girls basketball coach Brian Ebert ahead of their game coming up here against St. John Hudson. And coach, an incredible run to the state tournament once again, just like last year. You guys start off with a 61-23 win against Washington County. And going through that one, you tell me that you guys had a little bit of rust because you guys had, 11 days off in between there? You guys were able to get off to a slow start, but then in the second quarter, you guys switched up defenses, and then it was just game on from there.
Yeah, I thought, after that first quarter, we were ahead 14-12, and we decided to go man-to-man, and I don't know if something clicked with them or they just thought, man, we had to pick it up the intensity. But after that, our defense intensity was so great for, the rest of the tournament. And, hats off to our girls. They really stepped it up, and when it matters, I feel like they can turn it up even a little bit more than what they did throughout the season. So, when you hold a team scoreless in two quarters of a game, it's pretty hard for them to win that game. So, our girls did a great job against Washington County, and then I felt like it just carried over right into the Clifton Clyde game.
Yeah, and speaking of, you guys started strong in that one. You gave up just 3 points in the first quarter. You led by 8 at the break. But then the third quarter, you guys kind of let off the gas a little bit and allowed the Eagles back into it. And then you tell me that they actually tied it up with a few minutes to go, but you guys were able to hold them off. But you felt like that you guys were in control here. Why did you feel that?
Well, I think, I lean on seniors and even Breeley as a junior. They've been there. They've done it. They know how it goes. The experience, I think, wins out. I'm not saying that Clifton Clyde didn't have experience there, but I think the year before last year, we got into the sub-state finals, played a good Centralia team. They ended up being runner up in state. And then last year, obviously, we were able to get through and get to the state tournament and get a third place finish. So, these girls, they've been in those pressure games, and they've been in the, you know, the intensity of a game like that. And I felt like, you know, Emma did a really good job stepping up, hitting free throws. She was 8 for 8 on the free throw line. Breely stepped up, fantastic sub-state tournament, and ended up leading us in scoring with 25 points in the 2 games. Hit threes. She was 6 for 8 on free throws in the game against Clifton Clyde. So I felt like those two really brought it offensively. Sydney Wapp was able to hit some shots from the outside. So I think that really helped maybe calm our nerves, seeing those girls score. That, not that they don't score, but they don't necessarily score, you know, 14 to 16 points a game. So when they were able to do that, I think that really calmed things down for us. And, you know, we were able to get a couple free throws at the end and hit a shot. So it really calmed things down in the last couple minutes. And, you know, we were able to pull away.
And we now shift gears to what you guys have ahead of you this week. Of course, you guys have St. John Hudson coming up here in just a little bit, as I'm here with Frankfort Girls basketball coach Brian Ebert. And, Coach, you told me that this is a team that has a good, solid cast of characters on this team.
Yeah, you know, they have a 6'2 post player that, you know, we definitely got to pay attention to. When you have that kind of height, you got to make sure that you're aware. Got to make sure we block her out, make sure we understand when she catches it, we got to do things to slow her down. I got a nice little forward, 5'8 freshman that she really hangs around the basket and is able to score around the basket, so we got to be aware of that. And then they have a nice senior point guard that does everything well, passes the ball well, she can score it. So, you know, we're going to have to slow her down the best we can. Definitely not an easy task, but when you get this position in the season, you know, you get to the state tournament, everybody's good, and you got to be able to step up and handle that. And, you know, I think last year with the experience, hopefully we can lean on that again, like we did in sub-state, and, you know, we can put some kind of good game together and come out victorious.
And kind of just taking a look at this field overall, of course, you guys end up with the 6th seed, despite just 3 losses. That kind of just tells you how solid this field is this year with Centralia. You know how good they are, of course. They got the 5 seed. So this is a really solid field from top to bottom. Have you gotten a chance to look at some of the other teams across the bracket, or are you not really worried about that and kind of just focusing solely on St. John Hudson here?
Yeah. You know, you glance at it and you're like, yeah, you know, there's some solid teams. Obviously, we know Little River's good. And they're undefeated. Centralia, we know on that side of the other side of the bracket, they're good. And then we know South Gray. We played them last year, first round, and ended up beating them. We know they had a lot coming back, just as well as us. So, you know, I don't know that I'm not focused on those, but we know about those types of teams. But we gotta do what we gotta do against St. John first before we look too far ahead.
And then kind of just to recap what happened last year, of course, winning against South Gray by 8, and then you guys fell to Quincer in the semifinals. Do you feel like that kind of gives you guys some extra motivation and some extra incentive to play good in this first game, to get back to where you were last year, to have that opportunity to get to the finals this year?
Well, I think, you know, that's your end goal always. But definitely with this group, you know, I think they maybe felt like they left a little bit out there. You know, that corner game, we probably should have won. We were ahead the whole game, had a good lead, and, you know, they hit some threes at the end that put them over the top. But I think, you know, looking back, I think our girls understand that, you know, we were right there and we want to be there again. So hopefully that's enough motivation for them to bring their game like they have the last 2 games in sub-state.
Here with Frankfort Girls head basketball coach Brian Ebert. And, Coach, you guys have dealt with a lot of injuries throughout the season. Sydney, Emma, do you feel like you're fully back at full strength? I know it's kind of difficult to say you're at full strength when we've played this many games and continue the wears and tears throughout the regular season. But do you feel like you guys are in a really good spot with your guys' health?
Absolutely. You know, I think, knock on wood, we've been pretty healthy the last, I'd say, month. But we just seem to get a little bit stronger every day. So hopefully, you know, that can continue and, you know, everybody can stay healthy and we can have full strength out there at Colby.
So, Coach, what you've done has gotten to where you are at this point in the season, but do you feel like that there is a need to possibly switch some things up with a lot of teams having a lot of film on you and maybe wanting to change some things to make sure you guys aren't quite as predictable, or not necessarily predictable, but kind of changing things up and keeping teams on their toes?
You know, we have a lot of things in our arsenal that we can switch things up. We can play with a lot of guards. We can play with posts. So, you know, we have different offenses for those things. You know, I don't know that at this time of the year, a lot of teams switch a lot up because it's obviously got them to where they're at. So they kind of hang their hat on that. But I anticipate anything and everything. And I tell the girls, you know, you got to be ready for anything that they throw at you, and you got to overcome that adversity. So, you know, we'll be ready for everything. We will prepare for anything, and hopefully our girls can adjust to whatever they throw at us.
Absolutely. Coach, looking forward to broadcasting you throughout the tournament this year. And I thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jared.
Frankfort Girls and Basketball Coach Brian Ebert, and we'll have tip-off coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMBA.
Got some great insight from Frankfort Girls, the basketball coach Ryan Ebert, to preface this matchup as the Wildcats are taking on St. John Hudson, the Tigers. They had a much shorter drive, but Frankfort, they have a solid crowd that traveled from northeastern Kansas to support the Wildcats. All right, let's take a look at the starters. First for the Tigers, number one, a 5'9 sophomore, Maya Meyer. Number 5, a 5'6 senior, Heidi Fisher. Number 13, a 5'8 freshman, Gentry Bright. Number 23, a 6'2 junior, Lydia Reed. And number 33, a 5'5 sophomore, Reagan Bonner. And when Coach talked about Lydia Reed, the 6'2 junior, I mean, she is just a full head taller than all of her teammates, and makes her look even taller than she actually is. And again, 6'2, that's definitely no slouch. That's the Taylor Weiser sort of length for them. That'll be a big advantage over the Wildcats. And it'll be very interesting to see how Wildcats end up defending her. And as for the Wildcats, looking at their starter, starting off with number one, a 5'9 senior, Sydney Wapp. Number 11, a 5'7 junior, Breely Ebert. Number 12, a 5'5 senior, Emma Hardwick. Number 22, a 5'9 senior, Hattie Gross. And number 23, a 5'8 senior, Lexi Dollinghouse. So once again, the starters for the Tigers are Meyer, Fisher, Bright, Reed, and Bonner. And for Frankfort, it's Wapp, Ebert, Hardwick, Gross, and Dollinghouse. And Heidi Fisher, one of the top scorers in the entire state with 1,060 points. Coming into tonight's contest, she reached the 1,000-point mark just a few weeks ago. And as for Frankfort, Hattie Gross, no slouch either. Yes, Hattie, as of right now, with 1,189 total points, and that is actually a little bit out of date. That's as of February 19th, so that doesn't include her performance at Substate. So I believe she was able to surpass the 1,200 career points, which puts her close to being in the top 100 all-time in state history. All right, let's go step aside for a couple of minutes. We'll come back with tip-off, St. John versus Frankfort, 181 state tournament here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook and Company is an equal opportunity employer.
KMZA.
All right, here we go. Frankfort and St. John Hudson about to get underway as the Wildcats are the 6th seed. St. John is the 3 seed. So Frankfort with their road uniforms, with their red on reds, with the white letters and numbers. And as for the Tigers, they are the home team. So they have their white on white uniforms with their blue letters and numbers with the black trim around the letters and the numbers. Frankfort, head coach by, of course, head coach Brian Ebert. And as for St. John Hudson, they are by Danny Smith. Once again, the starters for Frankfort, it's Sidney Watt, Breely Ebert, Emma Hardwick, Hattie Gross, and Lexi Dollinghouse. For St. John, it's Mia Meyer, Heidi Fisher, Gentry Bright, Lydia Reed, and Reagan Bonner. Reed, the 6'2 junior, will be tipping it away for the Tigers, and for Frankfort, it will be Lexi Dollinghouse, the 5'8 senior, giving it a go. Easily won by St. John, and we are underway. Final quarter here in Colby. Action will resume tomorrow. Centralia playing at 4 o'clock against Little River. Nice backdoor cut, but deflected and turned over. Good hands by Rudy Ebert to tip it into the hands of Emma Harwick, who gets the steal. Got the Tiger fans behind me, or the students behind me. We'll be hearing from them all evening long. Ebert in trouble. Trying to hand it off to somebody. Pass is intended for Wapen. She's able to make the catch. It was deflected. And here's Patty Gross, averaging 18 points a game. She looks to drive, but goes out to the perimeter. Stops the short corner. Good defense by Fisher. Those two will be at it all day. That should be a fun matchup. And now we have a traveling call against Sidney Watt. And it's turned over to the Tigers. Both teams start off their state tournament run with a turnover. Of course, the Wildcats, third place a year ago. Ball to the high post, far side corner. Near side wing to the near side corner. Ball pass going to Reagan Bonner. Reed's first touch. Really passes it. Shot good. Ball to her right for Heidi Fisher. And it's 2-0 Tigers. Hardwick trying to get away from pressure, and she's bumped and fouled. I think they'll get Fisher with the personal. And indeed they will. So Fisher gets the foul. Inbound goes to Gross, near side wing. She lost it. Poked away by Meyer. It's on the floor. It's a jump ball. It'll stay with the Wildcats. .641 to go, opening quarter. St. John with a 2-0 lead. Lob it in for a walk. It goes to the backcourt. She didn't touch it, so it's not a backcourt violation. She'll hand it off to Emma Hardwick, calling on the play. Heavily defended by Bonner. Getting bumped, nothing called. That's the near side of wing. Hebert looking to penetrate. Gets bumped, nothing called. They're letting the play here. Pass it through the legs of Sydney Walken out of bounds. Another turnover for Frankfurt. Coach Smith calls out the play from the St. John sideline. Bonner gives it up to Gentry Bright. Nice pass inside. Shot up is high off the glass. No good for Reed. Long rebound for Gentry Bright. Gentry pass, high post. Reed passes it. 3 seconds in the lane. And it'll go to Frankfurt. Nearly 2 minutes gone by here in this first quarter. Frankfurt still looking to score. Pressure in the backcourt. Gross. And a double team gets out of it. Pass to Ebert. Top of the key. Driving. Bounce pass. Dollinghouse. Layup. Good. And Lexi Dollinghouse has the first point of the state tournament for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Bonner brings it up. He'll bounce pass it to Gentry Bright. Inside the half circle of midcourt. And off to Bonner. Now giving up to Meyer. Fisher. Pass to the top of the key to Bright. Law pass, high post. Reed goes to work and a travel. And he'll go to Frankfurt. Once again, having to face the press here. Everett, the inbounder, looking for some help. Underhand puts it to Hardwick, but it's out of bounds. They thought it was last touched by St. John. I think, are they going to reverse the call? Yes, they are. Wait, no, they're not. Hardwick and Everett both thought that it was their basketball. But it is St. John's ball. Here's the lob in down to Reed. Middle of the paint, shot up, no good, but she's fouled, going up for two. That one will go against Sydney Wapp. First foul against Frankfurt. So Reed will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one on the way for the 6'2 junior off the right side. No good. Second one is good, so she goes 1-for-2. And the Tigers back in front by one. Going to break the press to the far side now is Hardwick. Turns back towards the middle. Across that full pass to Ebert. Driving right side underneath the basket. Bounce pass to Sydney Wapp. Left walk shot is too strong. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. Rough start offensively for both teams here. Again, this is a St. John team that had multiple 80-point games and they had in one game in a 97-point win or a 97-point game against Chase High School. Now pass from Everett. Lay a good in one for Dollinghouse again. And Lexi Dollinghouse providing all the team's offense so far. Giving the Frankfurt crowd on the opposite side of the court something to cheer about here. So Lexi, the free throw line, shooting 64.3%. That was no good. Lexi averaging a shade over 3 points per game, so she's already superseded her season average. 4:59 to go, first quarter, 4-3 Frankfurt. Far side wing catch for Reagan Bonner. To Meyer, dribbling towards the middle, defended by Gross. Now hands it off to Fisher. Nice lob and five. Shot up good off the glass for Mia Meyer, who flashed back door from the top of the key. Had an easy layup. Nice job by Hardwick getting away from pressure on a crossover dribble, being the press. She gets back from the far side wing, dribbling towards the middle with her left. Gets bumped, nothing called. Coming to the corner, hands off the walk. Far side corner. Back to Hardwick. Driving, kicking. Open three. Ebert near side corner. That's short. And rebound by Watt, but she was out of bounds. So for the first time tonight, St. John has the ball and the lead. Backdoor cut for Reed underneath the basket. She'll kick it out, though. Open look for three for Reagan Bonner. That's short. Rebound, Hattie Gross. Patty averaging 4.9 rebounds per game in her own right. Nice pass inside, and a shot rejected on the attempt by Ebert for the far side block. Here come the Tigers again. And poked away by Hardwick out of bounds. Good hand by the junior guard, and it'll stay with the Tigers. Oh, my bad. Emma's a senior, my mistake. Really, he's a junior. 3:43 to go. First quarter, 5-4. Lob pass, far side corner. To the top of the key, Bonner. She'll give it up to Meyer. He hands it off to Fisher. On the top of the key, good ball movement. The better defense by Frank for this possession. Near side corner now for Fisher. Crossover dribble. Poked away by Lob. Nice hand. To Sydney at the beginning of the year, dealing with a concussion. And Coach Ebert before the game in our interview saying that this team back to being fully healthy. Now for a substitution of the game brings Ashley Dollinghouse in for a walk. Also, Emma Hardwick dealt with a concussion of her own that was suffered in the regular season game against Hanover right before the TVL tournament. She missed a couple games due to that, which again, she is pretty much fully healthy from that. Penetration by Meyer. She'll kick it out though. She stops. Fisher driving on Gross. Shot up good, and one falling over. And Heidi Fisher off to a solid start. She's got four. And that one goes against Greeley Ebert. Her first. Team's third. Free throw up, and no good off the left side. Rebound for Lydia Reed. And nice hands by Ebert. No, they're going to say not a jump ball. They're going to call that a reach-in foul. So after that foul, it will be an inbound underneath the basket. Far side corner, three on the way. Good for Reagan Bonner. And that puts the Tigers up 10-4. Goes across that court. Frankfurt needs to get their offense going here. Hardwick, raw pass, far side, short corner. Ebert, wraparound pass, Dollinghouse. Kick out. Three on the way for Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Air ball. Rebound, Henny Gross, far side. Shot up over Reed is no good. And rebound by St. John. On the run. Near side, Bright. Shot up, getting around the defender, but she traveled. Wildcats would love a three-point basket on this possession to cut this lead in half. They trail 10-4. First substitution of the night for the Tigers as Lily Brummer checks in. Ebert bounce pass into Hardwick. She'll bring it up across. Backcourt now gives it to Dollinghouse. She's looking to drive. Right side gets bumped. Whistle and a foul, and they'll call it against Tigers. Meyer trying to take a charge, not getting the call. And two big free throws coming up here for Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Ashlyn, 8-16 on the season from the free throw line, averaging 4.4 points per game. First free throw, off the right side, no good. Wildcats are 0-2 from the free throw line in this first quarter. 2:31 to go in the first, and still 10-4. Second one's up. That one is no good. Rebound Tigers. Nothing falling for Frankfurt here in this first quarter. 7-0 St. John run. Pass inside. Thrown away by Ebert. Nice hand. And now almost turning it back over, but maintaining possession. Out of that pass, near side to Gross. To the wing, now dribbling towards the middle to Hardwick. Drives left in the lane, reaching foul. Is that against Fisher? If that is, that's her second. And it is. Reaching against the leading scorer for St. John, Heidi Fisher. And timeout is called by Danny Smith of St. John. Frankfurt trails 10-4, 2-2 to go first quarter. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Frankfurt, they had a 4-3 lead to start the game, but since then a 7-0 St. John run. Wildcats with the ball out of the break. Class 181 girls, state tournament quarterfinal. And getting pushed and making the catch on the ground is Ebert. That was spectacular athleticism to keep the possession alive. She caught that one with her shoulder blades on her back. Here's a three. It's good for Hattie Groves. She knocks home the triple. Cuts the lead in half. It's 10-7. A much-needed shot for the Wildcats. 1:40 to go, first quarter. High post catch. Reed gives it up to Meyer. Right back to Reed. Underhand pass. And now to Bonner. Made a three earlier. Gives it up near side corner for Brummer. Lob inside for Reed. Goes to work. Underhand pass. Shut up by Meyer is no good, but she fouled. Fourth foul against Frankfurt in the quarter. Both teams will be in the double bonus moving forward with the remainder of the quarter. Something goes against Grove. That's her first. First free throw for Meyer is good. Second try for Meyer. That one's off the right side. No good. Rebound, Everts. 11-7. 1:20 to go. First quarter. Walk with it. Top of the key. She'll hand it off to Ebert. The left hand. Gives it up. Walk. Mid-range jumper. 15-footer. That's a little bit too strong. And rebound secured by Lily Brummer of St. John. Danny Smith telling him to slow it up and run a play from the half court. High post catch, now pass to the far side wing, Meyer. She gives it up, and a pass to Reed, almost out of bounds, and she was out of bounds. Turnover with 54 and a half seconds left. Heidi Fisher checking back in with two personal fouls. And getting across that court is Ebert. 48 seconds left. Double team. Lost it on the floor. Still loose. And we have a jump ball. Yes, we do. Possession arrow, St. John. So turnover right back. Full time double team on the near side corner to force Hattie Gross to cough up the basketball. And the Tigers have the ball and the lead with 43.2 seconds left in this opening quarter. 1-3-1 zone for Frankfurt. Pass inside to Reed. Nice underhand pass. That's deflected, but into the hands of Meyer. Looking to drive. Floater. No good. Missed on the right side. Gets her own miss. Another chance for the Tigers. Here's a three for Fisher. That's short. Tips on the air. Into the hands of Gross with 20 seconds left. Love to get a basket down 11-7. Gross. 3 points so far for her. Goes to the left. Backdoor cut. Catch by Hardwick. Shot no good. 5 seconds left for the Tigers. 3 seconds at half court. And a whistle. And a travel. With 0.7 seconds left. So a chance with a catch and a shot. With 0.7 seconds left. And it'll be in the front court as well. Near half court. Everton inbound. Get it into Wop. Here's a three at the buzzer. It's short, and it'll be 11-7. Frankfurt will trail at the end of one. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They'll come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you'd like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Kansaland Radio.
Frankfurt trails St. John 11-7 going to quarter number two. Wildcats shot just 3 of 9 in the first quarter. Also an 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Back underway here with Frankfurt getting the first possession. Eberts kicks it out. Hardwick kicks it out to Eberts. She drives. It lays it up and in. And Breely Eberts gets her first basket of the game. And makes it 11-9. Much needed baskets there. Tigers trying to respond. Here's Bonner. Fisher lobs it inside to Reed. High post. Goes to work. Double team. She falls over. Lost it. Picked up by Sydney Wop. Here comes Emma Hardwick. Pass it ahead to Gross. So stop at the high post. Kick it out. Eberts. Back to Gross. Driving middle. Falling. Shot. No good. Underhanded. And a rebound by Meyer. Good job by Wop not going after that rebound. She would have picked up a foul if she pursued that further. Fisher trying to go coast to coast, and she fouled on the floor. Exactly 1 minute into the second quarter. Now we'll go against Emma Hardwick, her first. Gentry Bright in the game for St. John. Checking in for Avery Fisher. Inbound from the far side block. Shot no good on the turnaround. Rebound for Emma Hardwick. Gross. Oh, she had really ever wide open, but she missed her. Gets her late, but a nice dish to Lexi Daniels, who lays it up and in for the left side. She's got six. And we are tied 11-11. 7-1 run. Drive left side for Fisher. Kicks it to Reed. Near side wing. Bronner. Looks to the middle. Hands it off. Fisher. It's that's Hardwick. That shot blocked. Oh, and they call a foul on the arm against Sydney Wop. And that will be her second personal. Fisher will go to the line for the first time this evening. First free throw. Good. He has a team-high 5 points. Lily Brummer checks in for Lydia Reed, the 6'2 junior forward, getting a break. Ashlyn Dollinghouse in for the first time this quarter for Frankfurt. She will come in for Wop. Second free throw is good. Fisher goes 2 for 2, and it's 13-11, St. John. Hardwick gets across half court on the far side, brings it back towards the middle, driving, kicking. Ebert gave up the look, got her defender on her back side. A nice crossover move. Now Hardwick drives. So high of the backboard. No good. Gets her own miss. Kicks it out. Ebert driving middle hard. Bounce pass Dollinghouse. And a whistle and foul on the floor. And that's an unfortunate call because Dollinghouse had a wide open layup. And that foul will go against Brummer, her first. Hardwick the inbounder. Gets it into the cutting. Gross. Layup good. Right side. And Hattie Gross now with 5. We're tied again, 13-13. 1-3-1 defense for the Wildcats, forcing Fisher to go to her right. Bounce back side post is broken up by Dunghouse. It's thrown away by Groves. 2 minutes into the second quarter. We're tied 13-13. Hardwick, far side wing, gives up the three. Near side to Ashton Dollinghouse. Drives middle, flips it up, and gone! Ashton Dollinghouse off the bench. Surfers back to the game, and Frankfort has a lead. Timeout called by St. John. We'll take it as well. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Community Healthcare Systems offers outpatient specialty clinics in Holton, Onega, and St. Mary's. Visiting specialists offer appointments for allergy, immunology, audiology, cardiology, dermatology, ear, nose, and throat, orthopedics, oncology, pain management, podiatry, psychiatry, surgery, and urology. For more information, please contact their Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's clinics, or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare Systems, enriching the health and lives of the people they serve.
KMZA.
15-13, Frankfort with the lead. They have outscored St. John 8-2 here in this second quarter. They have their first lead since they were up 4-3. It is St. John basketball. Coach Danny Smith calling a timeout. And we're back underway with 5:35 to go now in the second quarter. Back to man-to-man defense for Frankfort after doing really well in the 1-3-1. Backdoor cut for Reed, falling away, throws the pass back out to Fisher after almost throwing it away when trying to throw it to Reed. Nice save by the 6'2 junior forward. Crossover dribble, Fisher lost it, picks it back up to Bonner now, and she'll hand it off. This is Gentry Bright. Defended by Ashton Dollinghouse. Backdoor cut. Bonner. Shot up. No good on the runner. Hits up in the air. She gets her own miss. Now it's loose on the floor. Stripped by Gross and taken away by Hardwick. Here comes the Wildcat. Here's Ever from the far side. In transition. Picks it up and squatted out of there out of bounds. Ever kind of pinned it awkwardly to her side before getting the shot up, and that allowed the Tigers to get back. Here's the inbound for Hardwick. Lob it in, that's deflected, but into the hands of Ebert. And she'll hand it off to Gross. Near side corner catch, three on the way for Hardwick. And off the backboard and through! Oh my goodness, what a lucky bounce for Emma Hardwick. And the Wildcats are up by five. That caught me off surprise, or caught me off guard. Caught me by surprise. Here's your pass, three goes to work. Splits the double team in, she's fouled. What a shot by Emma Hardwick from the near side corner, somehow grazing the top of the backboard and falling through. It was 4:33 left. Reed's trying to get two of those points back. First free throw, though, is no good. Too strong. She's now 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Lydia Reed hasn't made a field goal yet tonight. Again, she is 6'2". Quite the size advantage over Frankfort, over anyone Frankfort has. She goes 0-for-2, rebound Dollinghouse. 18-13 Wildcats. Ashton Dollinghouse, pass to Hattie Gross. Near side Hardwick. She'll drive. Wraparound pass to Alexa Dollinghouse. That's a bad pass. It's turned over. Here comes Fisher across half court. Crossover dribble to her left. Lob it up high. Nice find for Meyer. Far side block. Nice recovery by Hattie Gross. And out of bounds. Last touch by Frankfort. Hannah Stoll makes her debut here this evening. She'll check in for Greeley Eberts. She has a couple of fouls, so she has to kind of be careful. She's even done it. Stoll away by Hardwick. In transition, one-on-one. Right side gets bumped on the floor. Foul. And they'll get the inbound with 4:08 to go in quarter number two. Throws against Bonner, her first. So Frankfort is now outscored St. John 9-2. Actually, 11-2. Beg your pardon. 4:08 to go, second quarter. And the official is discussing something here. Not quite sure what this is about. Lydia Reed is now on the sideline. She substitutes out of the game. Coach Smith is discussing something with the officials. And now, Mia Meyer. Oh, I think she has some blood in her jersey, so she's being forced over the sideline. So it'll be Carly Rockenbach checking in the game. Inbound to Gross, top of the key, open, three on the way, good! Not going to miss that one. She's got eight, it's 21-13, Frankfurt. It outscored St. John 14-2 here in the second quarter with 3:55 to go. Cross-court pass somehow finds the hands of Lily Brummer. Looks like it should have been turned over. Nobody for the Wildcats in the vicinity. Nice dish off with a wild shot from Gentry Bright. But an offensive rebound, getting her on this. It's a jump ball to rebound, though. Possession arrow stays with the Tigers. 5 points in the quarter for Hattie Gross. Eight on the ball game to lead all scorers. And now Lydia Reed checks back in. Fisher, the inbounder, leading the Tigers with 6 points. Bounce pass thrown away by Gross. Another steal for the Wildcats. In transition, once again, it's Hardwick. Right side, doesn't have the number, so she'll kick it out. Another overlook for Hattie Gross. That one's off the left side, though. No good. Rebound, Lydia Reed. LS pass almost thrown away, but into the hands of Rummer. Her pass is thrown away by Gross, but they're going to get her with a foul on the body. She collided with Heidi Fisher. Coach Everett's not happy. And for Hattie, that is her second foul. So Sydney, Breeley, and Hattie all with three fouls each. 3:23 to go, second quarter. 21-13, still a score. Frankfurt with the lead. It trailed 11-7 going into the second quarter. Fisher lobs it to Reed. Crossbow pass far side corner, out of bounds. Lydia Reed does not look confident at all inside. Despite having a significant size advantage, she has not gotten anything going in the paint. She has still not made a field goal in this ballgame. And she'll come and sit down on the bench. She is frustrated with herself, and reasonably so. Inbound to Hardwick. Facing some pressure on the inbound. Goes to the right side, spins to the middle. Here's that corner catch for Tana Stoll. She can make the three. Got to keep an eye on her. Driving is Everett. She lost it, but in the hands of Hardwick. Drive, kick. And a shot up for Dollinghouse. No good, but she's fouled on the left side block. She'll get two more free throws. That one goes against Lily Brummer. That's her second. So her and Heidi Fisher with two fouls each for the Tigers. First free throw is good. And there's the first free throw make of the game for Frankfurt. They are now just 1-for-4. Dollinghouse had an and one, but missed her free throw opportunity in the first quarter. She now has seven. Reed checking right back in. So just some encouraging words from her coaches on the sideline to try to get her in the right headspace. Second free throw for Gross, for Dollinghouse is good, so she goes 2-for-2, makes it 23-13. A 16-2 quarter for Frankfurt. Robin in high post, Reed. Defended by Alexa Dollinghouse down the paint. Fisher slipped it. Oh, they're going to get a foul. A shooting foul, even though she didn't really shoot a shot. Oh, wait, no, they're in the double bonus. My apologies. So that was their fifth foul. And that one will go against Ashley Dollinghouse. That's her first. So two more free throws for Heidi Fisher. She's 2-for-2. First one on the way. Good. So she's got seven. Continues to lead the team in scoring. First point in a very long time for the Tigers. They have not made a field goal in this quarter. Second free throw is good. So all 4 points for St. John in this quarter have come from free throws from Heidi Fisher. It's 23-15. Hardwick with 2:35 to go. Sends away from the one defender. Drive, kick, stole, three, far side corner. That's too strong. Long rebound for Fisher. On the run for the Tigers. Up the right side. Defended by Dollinghouse. Dribbles to the near side wing. Cross court pass, far side. The Brummer. Short corner. Reed pass too tall for a tennis target, but in the hands of Brummer somehow. Drive right side. Myers pass. Thrown away. Trying to force it through a couple of Tigers. Here's Ashton Dollinghouse. Up the far side. We'll give it up to Emma Harbuck. She's going to try a three. That one, air ball short. And couldn't save it is Greeley Everett, and it'll go to the Tigers with 2:03 to go here in the second quarter. 23-15 on the score. Frankfort leading St. John. Last 1-AD1 state quarterfinal. You're in Colby at the Colby Event Center. Wonderful facility. So Fisher brings it up to Brummer, defended by Stoll. Wide open three for Fisher. That's off the mark. Front left, part of the iron. Long rebound by Stoll. You're out of bounds. Gets pushed. Nothing is called. And she's falling away. She just throws it away. And here's a tough shot on the run. That's no good. I think it's a makeup call. That should have been a foul as well. Here comes Harwick up the left side for Frankfort. On the run. Shot up. That's no good. Contact. No foul there. Another rebound for St. John. But out of bounds, it'll stay with Frankfort. Bodies flying everywhere. Nothing called. And 1:30 left to go. And the Wildcats will unbound it. Gentry Bright will check in. And she will come in for Heidi Fisher. And now Avery Fisher will check in. And for Lily Brummer. Inbound to Alexi Dollinghouse. It's really Ebert. On drive for Hardwick. Gets past defender. Floater high off the glass. No good. Gets her on miss. Kick out Stoll. She'll try her second three of the game. That one is good. Martina Stoll. She's got the third three of the quarter for the Wildcats. 26-15. A 19-point quarter for the Frankfort Wildcats. 1:07 to go in quarter number two. 26-15, Frankfort lead. Drive middle, kick. Far side corner, Bonner. Lob inside, Reed goes to work. Kick it out. Open three, Meyer, near side wing. No good. Long rebound for Reed. Puts on the floor. Gives it up. Shot, no good, but she's fouled on attempts from Gentry Bright. 47.3 seconds left. That foul goes to Lexi Dollinghouse. That's her first. So two free throws coming up here for Gentry Bright, who's scoreless on the game. First one is no good. Left it short. Reed will come to the bench once more for the Tigers. No substitution for the Wildcats. Reminder, our halftime show coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Recap the first half here, and get a look at some of the scores around the area. Second free throw is no good from Bright. Rebound for Tana Stoll. She was over two. Now a throwaway, and a double dribble on Avery Fisher after the steal. Both turnovers cancel each other out with 42.1 seconds left. And now Addie Gross will check in with two fouls in for Tana Stoll. Crowd giving her an ovation after she knocked down the three last possession. Rebound to Everett, goes to Gross. Far side wing, back to Everett. Calls out the play, handoff, Hardwick, stop the key, 35 seconds, spins towards the middle. Kick, pass a little bit high for Everett, and she steps out of bounds. Had to leap up and behind herself to make that catch, and as a result, her back heel touched the near sideline. And 32.4 seconds left now for the Tigers. 26-15. And they'll redo the inbound to allow a substitution to get Tessa Parthamer in a game for the first time. She'll make her state tournament debut here in Colby. And she'll come in for Emily Ebert. Coach Ebert tells her what to do here on this defensive possession. That's the top of the key to Bright. Now to Meyer, top of the key, defended heavily by Parthamer. 16 seconds left, three contested. That's no good from the hip by Heidi Fisher. Long rebound, Ashton Dollinghouse. brings up herself with 10 seconds. Up ahead, all alone, is Dollinghouse, lays up and in. Lexi Dollinghouse with another basket with 5 seconds left, 28-15. 3 seconds left, cross half court for Fisher. And her floater is up and no good at the horn. 28-15, a 21-point quarter for the Wildcats. They surrender just 4. Let's step aside for a few minutes, and we'll have our halftime show coming up next. Brought to you by Highland Community College. It's Frankfurt 28, St. John 15, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I know I need life insurance, but I don't think I can afford it. Bills can add up quickly. It's easy to look at life insurance as just another monthly expense that might push you over budget. But did you know life insurance can actually cost as little as a dollar a day? It's true. We have coverage options that will fit all your needs and your budget. Please contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Kansas to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, your local Farm Bureau financial agent.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back in Colby, 181 girls state basketball tournament quarterfinal. Frankfurt with a 28-15 lead at halftime. And your halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Well, Frankfurt started the game with a 4-3 lead, but then St. John went on a 7-1 run to go up 10-4. And from then on, actually, it was a 7-0 run to go up 10-4. But then it was a 24-5 run for the Wildcats for the rest of the half to take the lead at the half, 28-15, including outscoring St. John 21-4 in the second quarter. Just an incredible run for the Wildcats. Looking at first half stats, leading the way in scoring for the Tigers is Heidi Fisher with 8. She is just 2 of 9 shooting, though. 0 for 3 from beyond the arc. But she is 3, and got 4 for 5 from the free throw line with 4 rebounds. Also 3 points apiece for Mia Meyer and for Reagan Bonner, and a free throw for Liddy Reed. As for Frankfurt, 10 points for Lexi Dollinghouse. She is 4 for 6 shooting. Also, 8 points for Hattie Gross. She is 3 of 5 from the floor, including 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. Also, with 5 points is Emma Hardwick. She's 2 of 6 shooting with a pair of assists. 3 points for Tana Stoll. And 2 points for Ashlyn Dollinghouse. And 2 points for Brealey Ebert as well, if they let that off here. So that is a look into what has happened so far. A big one for Frankfurt is they've outscored St. John 13-0 off the bench. And also 6-0 in the paint. It really is surprising. Lydia Reed has really got nothing going inside despite having a significant size advantage at 6'2". She has had a couple free throw attempts, but she's missed most of them. And then for Frankfurt, shooting 45.8% for the floor. Now about 44.4% from beyond the arc, 4 of 9. As for St. John, they shot just 19% from the floor, 4 of 21, and they were just 16% from the three-point line. That's 1 for 6. So some big differences there. As a result, the Wildcats up big, 15-point lead for the Wildcats turn advance to semifinals and get both of the TCL teams into the semifinal round. All right, let's step aside for 3 minutes. We'll come back with some area scores here on the MNC 4-3 Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
Back here in Colby, looking at scores around the area. First with our game, Frankfurt leading St. John 28-15. And the other 181 semifinal, or excuse me, quarterfinal, Centralia victorious. 52-30 win over Norwich. Owen Dieters, 24 points in the victory. A solid performance all around for the Panthers. On to the semifinal. They'll be taking on Little River tomorrow at 4. Other games going on in the area. Well, that have concluded. Atchison. The boys defeat Rock Creek. Class 4A boys. State tournament 68-54 is the lineup. Their opponent is to be determined. Silver Lake victorious, 75-38 over Haven. 3A girls there for Hutchinson on KNZA on that one. Also, what do we got here? I think that's all the scores that have finalized. Yep, we have Jefferson County North boys going on right now on 93.7 FM KAIR. As for games going on tomorrow, Axtell boys will be taking on Lebo at 6. Yeah, Valley Heights girls taking on Riverside, area versus area. Two area teams taking on each other at 2 o'clock. That's Class 2A. And then, as mentioned, Centralia, Little River tomorrow. And then Silver Lake will be taking on Topeka Hayden at 4 o'clock tomorrow as well. All right, here we go. Back underway. Frankfurt with the first possession up 28-15. Those are your scoring updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. And a double dribble against Emma Hardwick. An unforced error to start the second half. So Holt House Auto House in Fairview. And time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Heidi Fisher bringing it up, leading score for the Tigers with 8. Pass back to Mia Meyer, the near side wing for Fisher. Right back to Meyer, top of the key. Far side wing for Reagan Bonner. Entry to Reed, high post, kick it out. Right back to her, goes to work in the paint. Shot up, layup, good. There's the first two-point basket of the game for the 6'2 junior, Lydia Reed. And for the Tigers, it's well past due. Needing that one desperately. Hardwick lobs up high. Nice find for Wapp. It's swatted out of there by Reed. And rebounded by the Tigers. Looking to drive is Gentry Bright. Hands it off. Fisher from the high post. Hand off to Bonner. She'll drive. She'll kick. Jump stop. Pull up. No good. Short for Bright. But Finney Wapp couldn't handle the rebound. It'll go out of bounds. And it will stay with St. John. So again, 10 points for Lexi Dollinghouse, 8 for Gross, 3 apiece for Hardwick and Stoll, and 2 apiece for Ebert and Asher Dollinghouse. Inbound to Reed, shot up, that's short, rebound for Lexi Dollinghouse. Outlet to Ebert, far side, drives, and the paint kicks it out. Dollinghouse for 3, straight away, all alone, that's an air ball on the left side, saved by Gross, and picked up by Hardwick in the corner, but she stepped out of bounds. Sometimes when you're all alone, it can get in your head a little bit. The Dollinghouse back to the missed 3. Go back on defense. 6:40 to go, third quarter. Fisher, high post catch for Reed. Back out to Fisher. And she shuffled her feet, and now we have travel. Although Fisher leads the team in scoring, it hasn't been her best performance. 4 of those 8 points coming via free throw. Those were all in the second quarter, as the Tigers do not have any field goal makes in the second quarter. Far side wing catch for Lefty Dollinghouse. Rose comes off the screen, makes the catch, lob it inside, deflected, and thrown away by Gentry Bright, intended for Sydney Watt. Pass was a little bit short. Here comes Meyer. Drives right to the block. Comes it back. Bonner, crossbow pass, near side. Right. Hands it off. Bonner for 3, near side wing. That's off the front end, no good. Rebound, Sydney Watt. Ulrich wanted to push. Couldn't find anyone, so let's hold on to it. Pass back to Watt. Stop the key. Back to Hardwick, brings it to the middle. Hands it off, Ever. Drives right. Hardwick thought about the 3, but she'll drive instead. And a pass to Dollinghouse, and Watt had it stripped, so it gets back. In the short corner, kicks it out. Hardwick, another nice fake, drive and kick. Ebert, closed out 3 on the way. Got it! From the near side wing. Really, Ebert, she's got 5. It's 31-17. 5 for the largest lead of the day. Wildcat fans that traveled love that one. Drive right side for Fisher. Goes back towards the middle. Dumps it off to Reed in the far side short corner. Passes through the hands and out of bounds right to me. And it'll go to Frankfurt. Turnover. Wildcats will get it up by 14 with 5:05 to go here in quarter number 3. Hardwick starting to get away from a defender and a pushing foul against Bonner. He's been calling fouls like that all game long, but they call one here on a hand check. Bonner picks up her second. Ashlyn Dollinghouse will check in for the first time this half, and she'll come in for Lexi Dollinghouse. Inbound will go to Gross. And by Fisher, hands it off to Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Right back to Gross. Cross the corner, drives, bounce pass, 9-5 for Cindy Watt, lays it up and in. Nice pass by Hattie Gross. And Cindy Watt with her first points of the game. It's 33-17. 4:38 to go, third quarter. Backdoor cut for Bonner. Nice recovery by the Frankfurt defense, and the rebound of this by Hattie Gross. And a jump ball, and it will keep it with the Tigers. Frankfurt wanted a foul. Not going to get it, though. That was a good call. Inbound, lob it up to Meyer. Excuse me, to Reed. And now Fisher with it. 3 seconds in lane is called against Reagan Donner. She's normally on the perimeter, so her being in the paint kind of foreign to her. And Frankfurt gets it back and a chance to continue to add on to their largest lead of the day. Everett, bounce pass. Gross thought about it, but drives middle instead. On the far side, Everett kicks it out to Dollinghouse. Ashton Dollinghouse, pass to Brealey Everett. Makes the catch, far side wing, and lost control of it, stolen away by Bright. 1-on-1 in transition, shot up by Bright, is good. Her first basket of the game, called timeout by St. John, and he is not happy with the official from the far side. And we'll step aside for a break. We'll be back for just 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medicine is a special calling, and we would like to acknowledge our incredible medical staff in honor of Doctor's Day on March 30th. We would like to recognize Drs. Tony Barkowski, Jared Snyder, Heather Myers, and Alexander Hermish. Nurse practitioners Lori Leaker, Erica Winkler, Alexis Stahlmer, Erica Blesher, and Tiffany Engelken. Physician's assistants Sherry Wessel, Marcy Evans, and Jeremy Brandt. And our CRNA, Harry Stewart, for their hard work and dedication and loyalty to our patients. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMBA.
33-19, Frankfurt leads it over St. John with 3:59 to go in quarter number three, Class 181 girls. State tournament quarterfinal. The winner will be taking on South Gray tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Pass intended for Hattie Gross, far side corner, deflected out of bounds by Heidi Fisher, and it will stay with Frankfurt. We'll update you how Jefferson County North is doing coming up whenever we get an update. That's game can be heard on 93.7 FM KAIR. They're taking on Mount Ridge, Class 2A Boys State Tournament in Dodge City. Driving kick, first side corner, Hattie Gross spot about the three, so holds on to it. Looks to the middle, to the top of the key for Emma Hardwick. To Lexi Dollinghouse, to Ashton Dollinghouse. Hardwick gets it back, good defense by the Tigers. Sends away from a defender, nice strip by Bright, but gets it back, Hardwick to the corner. And a whistle, and a timeout called by Coach Everett. Did not like what he saw in that possession. And I think that's a pretty smart timeout there by Coach Everett. Not going to lie. That was kind of a broken possession. They're moving the ball around the perimeter nicely, but ultimately nothing was really going on. Just a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it here. Another reminder that tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Centralia girls are going to be taking on Little River, the undefeated top seed in the tournament. They're 24-0. After they defeated OB 61-44 in the first game of the afternoon back at 2 o'clock. Centralia came back with a 52-30 win of their own. Then the third game of the day was a win for South Gray over Rollins County, with the final score being 58-29, a dominant win for the Rebels. And now Frankfurt trying to get a sizable win as well. No close games here in Colby in day one. Expect that trend to change tomorrow. Here's Gross, near side wing. Give it up to Hardwick, top of the key. To Walk. Just outside the block. Back out to Hardwick. Love, near side corner. Gross. Hardwick, now Walk. She's going to try a long two. That's short and left. No good. Rebound Bright, who shuffled her feet and traveled with it. St. John proud, and also Coach Smith not happy with the call. claiming that she never had full possession of it. 3 minutes exactly left to go here in this third quarter. 33-19 Frankfurt. Inbound, Lexi Dongout. Hands it off, Hattie Gross, who bobbled it. She'll drive left, stops near the elbow. Hardwick, she'll go right. Out to Lexi Dongout from the corner to the wing. Hands it off to Locke. More great defense from the Tigers. But also excellent ball protection by Frankfurt. Hardwick dribbles into a double team, gets it out to Locke. Inside three-point line, out to Dongout. To Hardwick. Tell you what, this possession definitely not be going this long. There's a shot clock, and now Harvick falls over with the basketball. It ends in a travel. The Tigers are awarded, after a really solid defensive possession, they are awarded with the basketball. And the official's not communicating. They're going to allow a substitution here to let Ashlyn Dollinghouse check in for Sydney Wapp. With 2:32 to go here in the third quarter. It's stuck at 33-19 for a little while now. Frankfurt has outscored St. John 5-4 in this third quarter. They're very low scoring after a 21-point explosion from Frankfurt in the second quarter. Far side corner catch for Bright. Lob it inside for Reed, and Lexi Dongout from behind tried to poke it away. They're going to get Dongout to the reach in. That'll be her second personal. And that's just the first foul of the quarter against Frankfurt. Inbound and handoff to Fisher, three in the corner. That's no good. Halfway down, popping out of there. Rebound, really Ebert. They'll push it from the near side and bring it back towards the middle. Hardwick to Groves. Far side corner. Back to Hardwick. 2 minutes to go. Near side corner, Ebert. Dribbles to the left. Back towards the middle. Bounce pass, near side corner. Ashton Dollinghouse. Dribbles to the ring, now trying to penetrate. Bounce pass out to Lexi Dollinghouse. Underhand pass. Hardwick drives right side, gets bumped by Reed. Nothing called. Shot no good. Dollinghouse is fouled underneath the rim, and she had no shot at making that basket. As she was directly underneath the net, she kind of threw it up at the net. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Bailout foul by Lily Brummer. That's her third. Frankfurt looking for their first points in a while. First one on the way is good for Lexi Dollinghouse. And she leads all scorers with 11. She's 3-for-4 from the free throw line so far today. 54% on the season. Second one is good as well. She's made her last 4 free throws in a row. She has 12 now. It's 35-19 Frankfurt. And the official from the near side stopping play to give a warning maybe on Frankfurt for delay of game. I think that's what that was. And we're back underway. 1:40 to go, third quarter. Frankfurt 35, St. John 19. Spot in the state semifinal on the line. Drive right side. Fisher had it poked away by Emma Hardwick. Nice hands by the senior guard. We'll stay with the Tigers. Lob it up for Reed in the middle of the paint. Defended by Dollinghouse. She'll underhand it. Now to Bright. That's back to Bonner. Cross-court pass. Far side wing. Penetration for Fisher. Scoop shot. No good with the left hand. Reed reaching over Wildcats and a foul against Frankfurt. And Coach Ebert saying that they need to box her out better and make sure that they drive her back and not just make contact against her. They got to drive her back. And Cindy Wapp will check in. And she'll come in for Hattie Gross. She has 3 fouls on the ball game. 1:19 to go, third quarter. Inbound for the Tigers. Underneath the basket. Nice find for Meyer, and she lays it up and in. It spins in there. And that's her first basket. The first quarter. She has 5. It's 35-21. First side corner. All alone. Lexi Dollinghouse for 3. That one no good. Short. Puts up in the air. Out of bounds. Should be Frankfurt ball. Oh, they gave it to St. John. That's a bad call. They missed that one. They're going to change it. They're going to correct it and give it to Frankfurt. 1:04 to go here in the third. Hardwick the inbounder. Give it to Wop. Near side block, nice pass, shot up, no good. Didn't even hit the backboard or the rim, and rebound for Lydia Reed. 58 seconds to go. Going coast to coast. Nobody guarding Meyer. Gets all the way to the basket, and she's fouled going up. Nobody stops the ball. And Meyer capitalizes. She'll go to the line to shoot two more. She's 1-for-2 from the line. That foul goes against Ashton Dollinghouse. That's her second. First free throw is good. She's got 6 now. Both teams have scored 7 points here in this quarter. Second free throw is good. Now St. John leading in this quarter. 35-23, 48 seconds left in third. Everett to the corner. 3 on the way. Ashton Dollinghouse. Good! Off the side of the backboard from the corner again. That happened for Brealey Everett earlier. Excuse me. She has 5. And now a foul on Frankfurt in the near side short corner. As Lydia Reed caught the ball. And that one will go against Emma Hardwick. That's her second with 31.7 seconds left. So what a shot for Ashley Dollinghouse. Again, 5 points for her. Robbing the inbound and alley-oop to Bonner. It's no good. And a jump ball between Wop and Reed. Frankfurt basketball. 28.7 seconds left to go. Lily Brummer will check in, and so will Avery Fisher, checking in for Bonner and Meyer. Full court man-to-man pressure brought on by St. John, but they get the inbound into Hardwick. She'll bring it up the far side. Defended by Brummer. Gives back to Everett with 20 seconds to go. Really, Everett. That's the far side wing to Lexi Dollinghouse. Ashton Dollinghouse drives left. Reverses score. South of the perimeter. 10 seconds left. Here's Hardwick with 8. Goes to her left. Far side corner. Dollinghouse for 3 with 5. Oh, halfway down popping out of there. 3 seconds left. And a whistle and a foul with 1 second left against St. John. Home goes against Heidi Fisher. That is her third. Again, 1 second left exactly to go. And Hattie Gross will check in. See if they can get her a shot. Oh, no, they're actually going to leave her out. Lob it up for Dollinghouse. 1 second as a shot off. And that's short from about 10 feet away. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. 38-23 Frankfurt lead. 8 minutes away from getting the state semifinals. Back here in 60 seconds on the MSP Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
It's been a really solid shooting game for Frankfurt. They're shooting 40% from beyond the arc. That is 6 of 15, and 40% from the floor as a total. 14 for 35. Meanwhile, St. John shooting just 22% from the floor and only 12% from beyond the arc. Both teams shot 3 for 11 in that third quarter to get us a 38-23 lead for the Wildcats. Jarrett Clubby back with you here in Colby. Rob inside to kick it out. Meyer drives middle from the corner, whistle, and an and-one. I think they might have called that on the floor, but it is an and-one. And solid start to the fourth quarter. St. John trying to get a comeback going here, and they got a ways to go. That foul was committed by Alexi Dollinghouse. That's her third. Free throw hit. Meyer. He's got 10. First player in double digits for the Tigers. Meanwhile, 12 points for Alexi Dollinghouse, 8 for Hattie Gross, and now a steal on the press, but stepping on the out-of-bounds line is Honor on the far sideline, so we get it right back to Frankfurt. 5 points apiece for Ashley Dollinghouse and Riley Ebert. 3 points apiece for Emma Hardwick and Tana Stoll, and 2 points for Sydney Wapp. Here's Hardwick across that court, getting bumped by Bonner the entire way, and a pass to the far side corner, Ashley Dollinghouse. Left all alone, they're going to let her hold on to it. Nobody guarding her. Give it up to Hattie Gross. Drive middle. Kick it out. Dollinghouse again with it all alone. Dribbles up to the wing to Gross. She's going to drive by a defender. He gets bumped by Reed and whistle on a travel. And that really should be a foul because the contact forced her to travel. It'll be Tigers basketball. Lob high post for Reed. The 60 junior turns the square. Lob inside down low, falling away. No good by Meyer. Excuse me, by Fisher off the side of the backboard. And 1 minute has gone by in this fourth quarter. Frankfurt looking for their first basket. And off Hardaway. Spins to the middle. Gets bumped into by Fisher. And she'll pass it back to Leslie Dollinghouse. Possible pass for Gross. Pass fake from the near side of wing. Dribbles to the middle. Now driving. Kicking. Leslie Dollinghouse hands it off. Hardwick, she'll penetrate, he'll kick, she'll kick. And Alexi Dollinghouse will hit it off. Riley Ebert, from the wing. Penetrates middle, lob out to Alexi Dollinghouse. We're going to continue to leave her all alone. Back door cut, lob. Switch through double team, that's fine, shot up, good. That was actually making point, that was close. Passing it to lob, she lays it up and in. Oh, it's 4, it's 40-26. Drive by Fisher, kick to Bonner, she penetrates, pulls up. 10-footer is good. For Reagan Bonner, she's got 5. Timeout called by St. John, and we'll take it as well with 6:13 to go. 60-second break. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca.
Frankfurt with a 40-28 lead over St. John with 6:13 to go in our ball game. Our final quarterfinal matchup here at Colby. There'll be just 4 teams left in the entire classification at the end of this ball game. Ebert trying to inbound it. They get it in to Hardwick. And a pushing foul is going to be called against Heidi Fisher, and that'll be her fourth. That'll be the first team foul of the quarter. A rough go for Heidi Fisher. Eight points for her. Scoreless here in the second half. Inbound again against the press to Ebert. Brings up the far side into a double team. That's Jennifer Gross. Deflected, but she gets it in the far side corner somehow. She'll pass it back to Hardwick. Lexi Dollinghouse hands it off to Brilly Ebert. Spins away from a defender, driving right, and gets hit hard, and she'll go up for 2 free throws. That'll go against Mia Meyer. That'll be just her second ever to the free throw line for the first time this evening. Not a whole lot of free throws from Frankfurt tonight. First one on the way is no good. That's just the eighth attempt of the ball game for Frankfurt from the charity stripe. They are 4-for-8. Alexi Dollinghouse getting all four makes. She's 4-for-5. Second try for Reilly is good. Reilly's got 6. 5:50 to go in the ball game. 41-28 Frankfurt. South Gray awaits the winner of this one. Pass to the cutting Bonner. She travels. They missed it. Dump off pass. It's thrown away by Ebert. And she'll give it up to Emma Hardwick. Coach Ebert calls out the play here. Ebert hands it off to Gross. Changes the handoff to the top of the key. And hand it off to Lexi Dollinghouse. She hands it off to Emma Hardwick. Pass back to Gross to the top of the key. And Coach Ebert tells her to clear it out. Near half court is where Rose is dribbling the basketball at. She made it off now from the far side wing to Sydney Wop. Gives up her dribble, handing it off to Addie Gross. Keep away here. Rose drives, gets after defender. Near side corner catch for Lexi Dollinghouse. Holds onto it. Hand off to Addie Gross. Up in the wing. Now a reach and foul. It's against Carly Rockenbach. Her first team's third. Lydia Reed. Heidi Fisher checking in. And for Lily Brummer and Mia Meyer. Everett the inbounder to Hattie Gross. Near side wing. Back underway. Tall dribbles for Gross, gives up Ebert. Hardwick is posting up in the block, and she gets a pass here from the block to the top of the key. Gross, driving left, in the lane, gets bumped, shot up, is no good, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. First trip to the free throw line of the night for Hattie Gross, hard to believe that. Leads the team in free throw attempts, and in free throw percentage at 77.1%. Leads the team in among Wildcats that have at least 20 attempts. First one up and good for Hattie. She's got 9, averaging 18 a game coming into today. Second one's up. That one is good as well. She's got 10. Second Wildcat in double digits with Dollinghouse, Lexi Dollinghouse starting at 12. 4:20 to go in the ballgame. 43-28 Frankfurt with the lead. Low scoring second half for both teams. Drive right side. Nice strip by Emma Hardwick. And it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Tigers. Difference in this game, a 24-5 run by Frankfurt late in the first quarter and throughout the entirety of the second quarter. They outscored the Tigers 21-4 in the second quarter. Inbound, and that is a 5-second call. Terrific defense by the Wildcats. Forcing the turnover on the inbound. Largest lead of the day so far has been 16. Chance to outdo that with a 2-point field goal on this possession. And the press is on for St. John head coach Danny Smith. It's Hardwick, and she beats it by herself. And she's bumped by Bonner. And that will center the free throw line as they're now in the bonus. She's gotten away with that quite a bit tonight, but she's also been called for a foul for that a few times tonight. That's her third. And now the Wildcats have to make some free throws. First free throw is good for Emma Hardwick. Her first free throw attempt of the game. Second one is good as well. Hardwick now has 5 points. 45-28, largest lead of the ball game for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Fisher calls out the play. She's going to drive. Right side, kick to Bonner. On the far side wing, to the top of the key for Bright. Hands it off. Fisher to the left side. Shut up. And good. Had a lane to the basket. She lays it up and in. She's got 10. Timeout called by the Tigers. And we'll take it as well. 60-second timeout. 45-30 in favor of Frankfurt. 3:45 to go. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require. From simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed, Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
KMZA.
45-30. Frankfurt leading St. John with 3:35 to go. Frankfurt basketball. Here's Hardwick driving middle. Shut up. That's no good, but she fouled. More free throws coming up for Frankfurt. They already have 5 free throw makes here in this fourth quarter. Just 1 field goal made. First one for Hardwick is good. Went 2 for 2 her last trip. She now has got 6 points. Second one for the senior guard is good as well. Nothing but net on both of those. And it's 47-30. Back to a 17-point lead, which is tied for the largest of the day. Here is Bright with it all alone. 3. That's short. Long rebound. Loose ball picked up by Bright. Gets her on the miss on the far side wing. Up inside, Reed goes to work. In the paint. Shut up. Good. Lydia Reed with her second field goal make of the game. And they beat the press across that court already with Ebert. Bounce pass back to Hardwick. She holds on to it. With 3 minutes to go. Now to Gross, the leading free throw shooter. She'll drive. Bounce pass. Nice find for Wop. She'll lay it up and in. Sydney Wop having a fantastic second half. All 6 of the points have come in the final 16 minutes. Reed gets the pass in the paint. And she responds with another field goal. Salvaging her day after a really rough first half. Cross that court, catch by Gross. 2:30 to go. Hardwick all alone. She'll drive baseline. Gets bumped by Reed. Now double teamed. And now it'll be timeouts called by Frankfurt. 49-34 our score. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll be back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
KMZA.
Final score from Dodge City. Jefferson County North boys losing to Mount Ridge 55-37. Your scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. 2:25 left to go in our ball game. Frankfurt leading 49-34. Trying to join Centralia in the semifinal round. They'll be on the opposite side of the bracket, however. If you're wondering what happened in the regular season between these two teams, Centralia won back on February 5th, 47-42. And that was the last time that we had a game here on KMZA with the Wildcats. 2 minutes to go, kind of playing keep away. Frankfurt has done a fantastic job making free throws here in this fourth quarter. They're in the double bonus. They need to hold on the basketball, dribbling it out. St. John now fouling, just playing keep away. Hardwick with the ball now is Frankfurt. Going to be taking on South Gray in the semifinal round. They defeated Rollins County 58-29. Rebels looked darn good in that win. Allie Reed with 27 points and 9 rebounds in the victory. Shooting 11 of 18. Here's a 3 that's no good from the near side wing by Everett. Rebound for the Tigers. Also 11 points for Vi Helm, who's on the volleyball team that got the state as well. That 3 is too strong for Bonner. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be a holding foul. Against 2. Against Sydney Wap. That'll be your third. Substitutions for St. John, there'll be 3 of them. They're going to say she's shooting 2. She wasn't. Oh, the foul was against Mia Meyer, not Sydney Wap. So it was against St. John, and Coach Everett was going to confuse as well. Wait, but now, wait. So now Hattie Gross is at the free throw line. She's the only person that deserves an intentional. I'm so confused. The official has done a terrible job here tonight. And trying to sort this one out. Now they'll file into the lane. This has been ridiculous. All right, so now we're good to go. So the foul was actually against Mia Meyer, not Sydney Wap. Nothing from the official signified that was the call. The first free throw for Hattie Gross is good. It's been a long day for the officials. Got to give them a benefit of the doubt. Well, these are different officials, so. Got to give them some credit, though. Not easy being an official. When you have a rough day, you never hear the end of it, but when you have a good day, nobody ever gives you any thanks or any credit. So you know what? I'll take back what I said. Second free throw for Addie Gross is good. She's got 12, and she's a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. And substitutions coming in for Frankfurt. It'll be their secondary team, and a standing ovation from the Frankfurt faithful. Caitlin Jones checking in, so is Macy Wap. Also, Tessa Carthener back in the game. So is Lorelei Loizo and Holland Shirley. And a couple of substitutions for the Tigers as well. 51-34, our score. .103 to go in our ball game. Frankfurt going to be playing in the semifinal round against South Gray tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We'll be broadcasting that right here on KMZA, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Frankfurt faithful getting rowdy here. Is a shot no good by Lily Brummer. Rebound by Loizo. And she carried it, though, going the other way. Sister of Lane Loizo. Terrific multi-sport athlete in his own right. Absolutely, the Wiseau, she is a sophomore. Tallest person on the team, 5'10". Love to add her to the arsenal moving forward. Get her some experience here in the quarterfinals. On the side, and the Wiseau gets a steal. And 24 seconds left, bringing it up. It is a block. She gets it across just barely for the 10-second violation. And she holds on to the ball, so now pass it. She's at the Parthamer. 10 seconds left. Final seconds counting down. And that will do it. 51-34, Frankfurt on to the semifinals. And we'll be back with our post-game show. Brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Coming up next here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They'll come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you'd like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations. 785-336-3142.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Frankfurt on to the semifinals. They defeat South Grays, final score 51-34. Jared, I'll be back with you here in Colby, wrapping things up here after a long day here in the Colby Event Center. Talking about individual point totals from this one for St. John, 10 points apiece for Mia Meyer and Heidi Fisher, 7 points for Lydia Reed, 5 for Reagan Bonner, and 2 for Gentry Bright. For Frankfurt, leading the way in scoring was Lexi Donghouse and Addie Gross. They had 12 points apiece. Also 7 points for Emma Hardwick. 6 points apiece for Sydney Wapp and Riley Ebert. 5 for Ashlyn Donghouse and 3 for Tana Stoll. Here in our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. And now it's time to crown our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. And we're going to give it to Lexi Dollinghouse after a 6-point second quarter in the pivotal second quarter in which they outscored St. John 21-4. And that was kind of the extension of their 24-5 run starting about midway through the first quarter. So Lexi was a big part of that. She is your player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. So that wraps us up here in Colby. We'll be back again tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Centralia taking on Little River. Frankfurt will be taking on South Gray. From Jared Sluppy, back in the booth, Kirk Kilman, killing it as always. And we'll be back again for another day of action here in Colby tomorrow on the MFC Sports Radio Network.